Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Professional asshole. That's what we said. That's what I said. What's going on, Kareem? Kareem's wiggling his cord here. What's happening? Are you not plugged in?
Nope.
Jason, can you plug him in, please? So we're all plugged in.
Okay, there you go.
Something got kicked out before we were starting.
I didn't kick anything out.
All good. No, I didn't say you did. I said it got kicked out.
You know you did it with them boat pedals of yours.
Old tiny things. We are back. The MacBook that wronged us last week is dead to us.
It's been taken to pasture.
It's been put out to pasture. We are now recording on an HP laptop, which is much, much newer. Only about 3 years old.
Boom.
As opposed to the 10-year-old MacBook, and we ditched Audacity, the free program, and we're now recording, like anybody cares, on Sony SoundForge Audio Suite number 10.
Number 10, y'all.
And Jason just overmodulated slightly. It's all good.
So fix it in post.
So, yeah, sorry about that. We had a really great show for you last Friday, and the computer crashed and ate it.
We had some good dialogue.
It was fantastic. We talked about all sorts of important things.
We missed that. That show got...
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Sorry. Not a happy day. I did everything I could to try and recover it, and there was no recovery. So, yeah, everybody got a classic episode on Friday. And then, of course, the same one, not the same one, but a different classic episode on Monday, as is normal. So, and then I saw how to not let that happen again.
We will not let this happen again.
So, thus out with the old and in with the newer. Leslie was nice enough to loan me her new computer to be our playback unit. So we play songs off of it and that sort of thing. And of course, got the trusty old iPad.
Dirty bitch!
That's right. That's what I have to say about... Here's what I had to say when I couldn't rescue the show last week.
Damn it! Ow! Dirty son of a...
It was bad.
So bad.
That was
so
a
bad.
Great show.
I know.
It's right. Pretty great show.
You know, I've only, in the time I've been doing this, I believe we've only completely lost two shows, and they've both been really, really great. Yeah. I've never had a show where we finished up and I was like, it was all right, and then have the computer crash and lose the show. No. We had one. We lost one, like, the first year of the show. We had Keith Lowell Jensen on the phone, and he was fantastic. We did a great show, hung up with him, and the computer crashed. Wow. And I was like,
actually went home and bragged about what a good moderator you was during that show.
Well, there's no evidence, but thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So, ever forward, as is our motto here, to bring you great entertainment as much as we can. And that's why you really need to be shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com. Because when the 10-year-old computer craps out on us, we need to have something to replace it with. And the temporary solution is, like I said, Leslie was nice enough to loan me her new HP to do this. And I took my old HP and made that the recorder, because I didn't want to just go, we're going to do this, and I'm going to do it in 2 days. And no, because, you know, everything costs money.
And not just so if you are listening right now and you have not bought yourself an Instant Pot off of Amazon.
An Instant Pot. Oh.
It's like a pressure cooker.
Okay.
And it's also a slow cooker. It's amazing. And you can saute and brown the meat right in it. So then you can do a pressure cook. So, like, you can get shredded beef, shredded chicken, cooked beef, like, in like 40 minutes, like a whole chicken.
That is 90 not what bucks. I thought about with Instant Pot. What about you, Nate?
Yeah.
No, not with Jason. I was imagining something completely different.
It's been amazing, and it's such a huge time saver, like, in the kitchen. Like, $90 on Amazon Prime.
Where's that whip sound at, Nate?
Oh, that's right here.
Man, this has nothing to do with being whipped.
It's good times. So yeah, you get yourself something like that to cook with.
Yeah.
It, then you're not heating up. You're not blowing up a bunch of heat on the rest of your house. Yep. When it's hot out. Whole deal.
You can get a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Document the whole situation. You can get security systems, some security cameras. Yeah, do that. If you really want to be one of those super green people, you can even buy a solar oven and cook your food with the power of the sun.
Oh man, it's too hot for that.
Well, you don't stand there the whole time.
No, I'm just saying you'll burn your food.
Do it very quickly, very quickly. So, yeah, help us out. Do your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, and we thank you for that. All right, now moving forward, Jason, how was your week?
My week was the same as it ever was.
A lot of poopy diapers?
Poopy diapers, you know, family time. Chris leaves on this coming up Saturday for New York for a week. With the baby.
Oh. Oh, sorry. Hey! There we go. That's what we're looking for.
You know.
It's time for a single, Jason. Yeah.
I had an opportunity to go see the Roots this weekend, but I made the decision not to go. And
where's that whip sound at?
It wasn't because I'm whipped. It's because my wife had just taken me to the kitchen like that Sunday, and that was gonna be like the second thing. Like within, like it's a lot of me time and not a lot of her having some time or the baby having. You know, I don't know. Yeah,
you were being a good husband and father is what you're saying.
But I really want. I wanted to go. But yeah, so it was a great weekend though. You know, I mean, we didn't do nothing. We didn't do nothing at all.
There you go.
You know, went grocery shopping, Costco.
Nice little weekend.
Yep. So normal. It's ridiculous.
You've become Will Ferrell in Old School.
I mean, seriously. It's only going to be like 5 years from now. I'm going to go like, wow!
It's all going to be over then. So, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice, especially with the wife going out of town soon.
Yeah.
Kareem, you did see the Roots.
And Jason missed an amazing fucking show.
I'm sure it was awesome.
It was like 2 hours. It was interesting. It was a great show. They added some new pieces. Music was amazing. But people watching is always really, 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 really interesting. Oh, yeah. And I hung out with Kamau for a little bit.
And how's he doing?
He's doing great. I messed with him. I took a bunch of pictures for him. All the girls that were coming up to take a picture with him.
Right.
So I was giving him shit about that. I was like, oh, look at you, Mr. Big Time. You just got black, white, Mexican, Asian women want to take pictures with you and shit. So I got one of his books, got it signed by him. He's always been a really approachable person. So, but the other part of that was being in the audience after his set and watching various people's reaction to a set. I'm like, did you not know where you were coming? Like, did you not? And even with the Roots, it's like, did you not know what you signed up for? Because there were people who were like, oh, we didn't know they were a hip hop group.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. You know why they didn't know? Jimmy effing Fallon.
Oh yeah.
Because they just go Jimmy. So there. That's what everyone was expecting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
So you had some of that. And then after Kamau's set, I had to explain Black history and learning Black history to an East Indian cat from that works in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
East Indian, Asian, and a white lady. So they were actually nice people. I enjoyed talking to them. But yeah, it was interesting because they went from... Because you had some people that stopped laughing at the jokes and was like, oh, well, he's serious.
Is it okay to laugh?
Yeah, it was like, he's serious. Like, yeah, he's serious. It's funny as shit, but he's serious.
Yeah.
That's the core of some really good humor. Yeah. You're serious, but it's funny.
Yeah, so he had a great set, and they put on a great show. They added a guy who does the drum machine. That guy was amazing.
Oh yeah,
he fucking, it was ridiculous the shit that he was doing. And I'm still not sure if it was actually a guy or a girl.
Mm.
Either or. Didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Yeah. It
was making some good beats.
Making some good beats.
Excellent. Yes. Did you get a chance to check out, and I say this because I was in Oakland the following night for the Beck concert, did you get a chance to check out the Diving Dog Brew House, which is literally across the street from the Fox Theater?
No, because my friend that went with me, she doesn't drink like beer like that.
And?
So I was driving.
Oh. Yeah, but that's why you go before.
Yeah.
Before and chillax.
Yeah.
So, you highly recommend going to see the Roots.
Yes. So the show was what? Kamal went on at 8:30. He finished at 9, and then the Roots performed till after 11.
And it probably sounded amazing because that theater's perfect for if a musician knows how to play the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
And so you know it is a hip hop band, so it's not a DJ.
Yeah.
It's, you got solos from the guitar player, the bass player, the keyboard player, the drummer, the drum machine,
mm-hmm.
The DJ,
everybody. So you know, it's a full scale show. Tuba Gooden Jr., the guy that plays the tuba, is like all over the fucking stage. Like, I look at the tuba and like if I played it, I would be in one spot. This cat was jumping around.
Like a marching band, dude?
No, like a guitar player. With
okay.
Like he was.
I was thinking like the high stepping Southern marching band.
Yeah, no, he was jumping around and doing everything.
Well, you mentioned the acoustics at the Fox Theater, which is really interesting because the next night I went with my friend Hootie to see Beck play, and I look over and he has his iPhone out and he's taking a video of the concert. You see that all the time, and you're like, "What are you doing?" What's going on? Why are you got your iPhone out? Well, take a listen to this, because this is why. This is straight off his iPhone. No tweaking.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of an idea of Beck Live. That's exactly what it sounded like standing there. It was amazing. He played it for me in the car on the way back, and I'm like, holy shit, dude. By the way, it's a 20-minute version of the song where he pauses in the middle, introduces the band, goes around the band, does a whole set of things. But 20 minutes. 20 minutes of where it's at. Which is just for comparison's sake, if you want to hear the actual song.
Is it like a 4-minute song?
Roughly.
4 minutes, 22 seconds.
Something. It's 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Well, five and a half long, but
it's a cigarette break.
But this is what it sounds like, just clean off the studio album. I will say this, I've seen a lot of people live, and people said Beck Live is really, really good, and I said, yeah. Beck Live is not really, really good. Beck Live is fucking amazing. That's what I will leave you with. Beck takes you on a musical journey. Upbeat, downbeat, all sorts of musical styles, and it was perfect for a small arena like the Fox Theater.
Yeah.
and he had just played in Berkeley the night before. So he was, it was back to back nights, like.
And he got the name of the town right.
Well, sure. Yeah, and what's really funny is he still looks like he's 28.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he probably played the Greek in Berkeley, right?
Yes.
Greek theater?
Yeah.
So, like, that compared to that, like, the location-wise, like, the Fox Theater, is like, it has the feeling of intimacy in a way. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were in the standing room on the lower level.
Awesome.
Which I wasn't looking forward to, but now I'm so glad I did. Because it wasn't like a shove-a-thon or anything like that. So really, really fantastic.
Yeah, it sounded like the fans were all low-key listening and enjoying.
There was so much pot being smoked there, Jason. My clothes smell of marijuana really badly. But
no wonder you had such a great time.
Sure, that's what it was. It was that and the Miller High Life that they had on draft.
Of course it was, yeah.
Miller High Life and marijuana.
Sounds like a winning combination.
We had some weed smoking going on.
What? At a Roots concert?
Yes, there was a little weed.
Listen, I don't care who is there. I believe at the Fox Theater, you could have, like, Sesame Street Live. There'd be people sparking up in the front.
I hope not.
You know they would. It's Oakland. It's Oakland. And the BART ride in, woo!
Oh, yeah? Did you guys take the BART in?
We did take BART in.
Oh, nice.
We took BART in from San Bruno because we didn't want to go through the parts of BART where they make gritty crime movies. So we rode in, man. We rode in through the city, and then that way, because, of course, the Fox Theater is north of the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
So to go the other way and to go through Fruitvale Station and all of those places, not a great plan for a midnight ride on BART.
Midnight ride.
It's time for a midnight ride on BART. Like, no.
Oh, man. Chris and I, one time, we were waiting for, we got off the BART, we were waiting for the train to come back to Sacramento in Richmond. And
good neighborhood.
And just sitting there for like an hour and a half. Like, waiting for the train.
Hoping to God it comes.
Oh, my God.
Knowing you could take an Uber and be back.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm trying to think. We've taken it in the middle of the night because we've flown out of San Francisco and taken it that way. And then, trying to think. And then we took it, we went somewhere else. Oh, we went to see the Roots in. For New Year's Eve in San Francisco a couple years ago.
Okay. Mm.
Took it in for that too, so.
Yeah, BART can be fine, and it can be the scariest thing ever. So, like, we're riding back on BART, and it was a little busier because everybody's coming out of the concert. And I'm on the train like Jason Bourne. I'm checking out everybody, keeping an eye out to make sure there's no nefarious actions going on. Everybody looked really bored, except for me. I looked like... And
you're like four beers in. You're like, all right.
Oh, beers had worn off at that point. I'm waiting for any sort of nonsensical BART action to go on. Once I've scoped the entire car, I'm looking through the doors to the next one and the next one to make sure there's no trouble up there or back there. Because I am in ass-kicking mode. Thankfully, it wasn't necessary. It
wasn't necessary this time.
And we get back to the BART station that's at a mall. Can't be too careful there because in San Bruno this whole city explodes. We know this.
Yeah,
that is true.
PG&E reminds us about it every night.
Right, exactly. Thanks, PG&E. Yeah.
They do care about us, though, according to the ad.
They do care now. So this last week, a little song came out, sort of a mashup of sorts.
That's great.
Someone decided to take some Alex Jones rants and make them into a song in the spirit of Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we'd share a little bit of that with you. By the way, these quotes are all from Alex Jones. These are all him being auto-tuned to make this song. So take a listen and enjoy.
The paradigm of absolute control. That's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. Christian murderers gone now, and giant death factories keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird six stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sofa.
So it's not him being auto-tuned, but these are his words synced to his video.
Hit a roof, vampire pot, then a goblins, a hobbling round coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's out rising up against us. Millions of pointing people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stare your daughter at the mall. We're gonna stare your wife, your son. Stab you with a butcher knife, and then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
There it goes.
Alrighty then.
Man.
These are actual quotes.
Yeah, that actual quotes, like, context doesn't matter.
No, insanity is insanity. I mean,
yeah, also, like, that's our president gets news, like, listens to what's said from this guy.
Right. InfoWars has White House press credentials. I think that's the important thing to remember here.
Oh my gosh.
So it's that's out there. And like I said, we've played some clips of Alex Jones before, so he should not be a stranger to you unless you're new to the show.
Yeah. When Nate gets really upset, he starts looking like Alex Jones and taking his shirt off and spitting everywhere.
I never take my shirt off in anger.
That's right. He rips it off.
You never take your shirt off in anger. That's not a good sign. I'm just saying. We also have some news from our favorite Carter.
Oh shit,
Nick Carter or Aaron Carter? Sorry, he's addressing his DUI arrest and speaking out against his brother Nick Carter's tweet regarding the situation. In case you missed it, Aaron was arrested on Saturday on suspicion of driving under the influence as well as possession of marijuana. His girlfriend, Madison Parker, was riding in the passenger seat of the car, also taken into custody for alleged marijuana-related offenses. Aaron was released the next day after posting $4,610 bail. His older brother took to Twitter to reach out following the news, writing, and I quote, "To my brother, I love you no matter what, and if you feel the need to reach for help, I am here and willing to help you get better. Family isn't always easy. Be we're all here for you." Aaron was not pleased with Nick's comments and released the following statement on Twitter. "If my own blood truly cared about my well-being, why wouldn't he call me directly and have a conversation instead of making it about him is through a very public forum? That's not cool at all to use me for his PR and kick me while I'm down. I love my family despite it through thick and thin." He also says he was arrested because he was famous, because he was at the AutoZone when it happened.
Ah.
I don't know. I think I would debate the him being famous as to why he was arrested. Because even when he was famous, he wasn't that famous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably didn't recognize him.
Yeah. You need to get on mic, Kareem. Can't hear you at all.
Oh, I said I'm pretty sure that nobody recognized him.
Yeah. He looked like he was having a rough time of it. That's all I'm going to say. Poor Aaron Carter.
Poor Aaron Carter.
At least no one got hurt, and I think that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Except for Jason's ears.
I mean, I'm glad nobody got killed, but this is just karma payback, and this is just the beginning of it, Aaron.
You mean for this song?
Yeah. Okay. Some could say that it never, ever would be paid off. His karma...
Not enough time in purgatory.
There's not enough time. But, you know, maybe on his fifth or sixth DUI, if he doesn't kill anybody, let's hope and pray to God that doesn't happen. Oh, my God. So much. He has so much to pay for with that song.
that's one way of looking at it. We also have more news.
Hey!
Uh-oh.
Caitlyn Jenner is looking at a new opportunity to make a difference. How, you ask? Well, the gold medal Olympian joined in on AM 970 in New York and admitted she's been more seriously considering a shot at politics as she questions how she can make a bigger impact on the world, saying, "I've considered it. I like the political side of it. The political side has always been very intriguing to me. Over the next 6 months or so, I got to find out where I can do a better job. Can I do a better job from the outside, kind of working the perimeter of the political scene, and being open to talk to anybody? Or are you better off from the inside? Are we in the process of determining that? Yeah, but I would look for a senatorial run."
"And I'm Bill S. Preston, and we are Wild Stallions." Like Theodore Logan.
I can't help what Caitlyn Jenner sounds like.
sounds like she's getting ready to get on the phone booth.
Ever since her transition into a woman, fans have wondered whether Caitlyn will take the leap into politics to help better represent the LGBTQ community, especially considering the fact that she declared that she is a conservative Republican. In fact, following her transition, the Log Cabin Republicans National Executive Director Gregory Angelo told E! News, and I quote, "One of the most interesting and exciting things about Caitlyn Jenner is the potential she has to bring to these two worlds of entertainment and politics." I don't know if that's what he sounds like. I'm just guessing. In April, Caitlyn reiterated similar sentiments, telling CNN's Don Lemon she never thought seriously about getting into politics until recently. "Yeah, I'd have to look it over the next year or two and see if I can do a better job on the outside or my position now. I could do a better job for my community on the inside. And if that's the case, if I find it's on the inside, I would seriously take a look at it."
Hey! She changed her opinion of her community. That's the question.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. But either way, there's Senator Jenner. Can't be worse than a lot of the people in the U.S. Senate at this point. So, but I don't favor her chances in California. Now maybe if she moves somewhere, she would have a better shot at it. But who knows?
Who knows?
All right, it's time now for the game that's sweeping the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about taking it old school. It's Cooler Tool. And first up in Cooler Tool this time, Jason, it's Bon Iver. Bon Iver.
Cool. Wife loves them.
Kareem?
Cool.
That is absolutely Tool.
What?
They're too mellow for their own good.
Yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Nick Carter. Kareem.
Tool to the highest of tool stivity.
No, not Aaron Carter.
Oh.
His brother Nick, who offered to help via Twitter.
Yeah. Tool to the highest of toolstivity.
Jason.
Like, you have to, like, tools come from other tools. So, one tool begets another tool. So, yeah, Tool.
Yeah, Nick Carter's a tool. It's like, hey, a chance to be famous again for a second.
Nah.
Yeah, DM your brother, ass clown. Yeah. If you're going to do it on Twitter, DM him.
Yeah.
Although, you never know, maybe Aaron Carter has blocked him.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what the personal thing is going on there. And addicts, when they're in the middle of it, you know, they might, you know, blame others. But, you know, hey,
so he finds some help, but he still has a lot of karmic debt to pay off. Like Nick and Aaron, but Aaron mostly.
And finally in Cooler Tool, Caitlyn Jenner, Jason.
Tool.
Kareem.
Tool.
Into the microphone. I can't.
Tool.
Hey!
Yeah, Tool. Tool. Has nothing to do with being transgendered either.
No.
Just a tool. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. It's normally where I do the Amazon plug, but...
We already did it.
Already did that. Help us out. We have old gear that needs replacing. That's just the way it is.
Dirty bitch!
All right, enough of that song. Still less annoying than Aaron Carter, though. All right, so now we've all seen tweet storms at airlines about things like being dragged off of planes and a variety of terrible things happening to you at the hands of the evil airlines. Well, airline up for being insulted this time is Delta Airlines, which, you know.
Airline of the year.
Well, the bar is pretty low. I'm just going to say that. Well, Delta is at war now with Ann Coulter after she launched a Twitter tirade over being booked after being taken out of her pre-booked seat after the airline accused her of griping over $30 and caused her called her insults unacceptable on Twitter. So if you're unaware, Ann Coulter is 55 years old. At last glance, dating Dynamite Jimmy J.J. Walker.
She's only 55?
Only 55. So after it made the accusations, she went out into a Twitter tailspin when she was forced to give up her additional legroom seat, insulting Delta staff and her fellow passengers, even tweeting photos of them to her 1.6 million followers. To be fair, a good number of those followers are just people in the media and comedians looking for material. Anyway, Delta, seemingly done with her insults, tweeted at her, "We're sorry you did not receive the preferred seat you paid for and will refund your $30. Adding, "Additionally, your insults about our customers and employees are unacceptable and unnecessary." But Delta's response seemed to set Coulter off again, who was still tweeting around 2 a.m. on Monday morning, saying, "If you thought it was about $30, Delta, why didn't you give this woman $30 and let me stay in my pre-booked assigned seat?" She was angry.
Donald Trump, Jr.
She was very angry. The internet jumped on the fact that she had spent her entire weekend berating an airline and her fellow passengers over $30 seat upgrade. However, Coulter, whose flight was from New York to Florida, could not let it go and continued to tweet about how upset she was, even after Delta said it was refunding her $30. She continued to antagonize the airline by asking Joyce Kaufman, a local Florida radio host of the Joyce Kaufman Show, to call up the CEO with Coulter on Monday morning. "Hey, can we call the Delta CEO about my $30? This went on from about 6 p.m. Saturday night until Monday morning. I don't know why. She was moved somewhere else in the same row. She was still in the exit row. It's not like they moved her. They didn't move her from first class back into steerage. She was in the same row. I understand you're irritated.
Right.
I truly get that.
Yeah.
But let's dial it back down.
Yeah.
Let's dial it back down. She also liked to type pre-booked seat in all caps. She booked it in advance. Well, she also said something along the lines of, "It wasn't about $30. It wasn't the $30. It was the fact that she spent $10,000 of her time looking at the seat and pre-booking it. I think she's overvaluing her time." And first of all,
how much time did she spend looking over this? Like,
exactly. And don't you have an assistant for that sort of thing?
Yeah. Like, if you got it, then you don't. Why? Like, just get a new assistant because they messed up, I guess. You know, I mean, like, don't. Well, man. Well, you know, if.
I don't know.
What? Yeah. You know, how would we. Like,
I would be pissed.
Yeah.
I would be pissed if I had paid for a seat, been seated, and then someone came through and said, you need to move. I just recently was on a flight where I paid extra to sit in an upgraded seat. It wasn't $30. I think it was $20.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I would have been upset. I would have been irritated at the point. I might have even tweeted them saying, hey, this is crap. And then they would have said, then they probably would have given me my money back, and maybe they would have given me a free drink or something.
Yeah.
I don't have 1.6 million followers.
Yeah.
You don't need that many followers. You just need to be nice.
Yeah.
When you ask.
Yeah.
And normally, companies will take care of you. But when you're a steaming, raging cunt about it, I wonder, I really want to know how, what Jimmy J.J. Walker thinks about this whole thing. I guarantee he doesn't think it's dynamite.
He probably does not think it's dynamite.
Or maybe he does. We don't know. Kareem, what do you know of Jimmy J.J. Walker? Would he be upset with this? Can he keep his woman in line?
I don't think he would. I don't think he'd keep her in line either.
Are they still dating? I forget.
I think so.
He clearly can't. Can't keep her in line. That is very, very unfortunate.
Florida. Land of enchantment.
That's where she was going.
And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
A Florida Keys man is facing a pair of felony narcotics charges after cops discovered not one, but two packages of cocaine hidden inside a Cookie Monster doll.
What?
Inside a Cookie Monster doll.
Cookie.
I think that Cookie Monster was addicted to something more than just cookies.
That was inside the accused trafficker's backpack. Now, according to investigators, Camus Lorenzo McNair was pulled over on a marathon street after sheriff's deputies noticed the Dodge he was driving had its license plate obscured. When McNair rolled down his window, the deputy smelled marijuana, prompting a search of the vehicle. When Deputy Ori Swiley opened the backpack, he noticed that the doll seemed a little bit heavy. Upon spotting a slit cut into the blue Sesame Street doll, he probed further and retrieved a pair of packages containing cocaine. The seized packages, cops say, contained a total of 314 grams of cocaine. That's slightly more than two-thirds of a pound. He was charged with cocaine trafficking and possession of drug equipment. McNair is a Key West resident booked into the Monroe County Jail, where bond has not been set. Previously, Elmo has been found to be holding methamphetamine. That is in Florida, of course. just saying.
Wow.
It's unfortunate that has to happen, but when Sesame Street goes wrong,
yeah, man.
Sesame Street goes wrong.
It
all
goes
right.
Wrong.
Also in Florida, oh, hold on. This is an actual news report for you this time.
Uh-oh.
We have. You'll enjoy this one, too. Or maybe not. It's unfortunate because it does, in fact, involve a bit of domestic situation, and that's never fun or okay, but this was a little bit different. So let's take a listen to what happened in Jacksonville.
A Jacksonville teen tortured, I'm sorry, and her accused attacker is in jail. Investigators say that Kayla Leonard shot a teen several times with a BB gun and made her drink hot sauce and kneel on salt. Action News Jack's Bridget Matter was there as Leonard went before a judge today. And Bridget, you found out that Leonard has been in trouble for similar...
Oh, come on! Come on, Internet. All right, let me see what happens here. I love it when this happens. I just tell you I love it when this happens.
Well, I
it says failed to download master. that's not okay.
That's not
oh,
okay.
Now the whole thing has gone kerflooey on me. Please hold.
Please hold.
Please hold. It's not responding. It's not responding. New computer. Google Chrome is not responding. All right, let's just close this. No, thanks. Thanks. Windows is checking for a solution. Thanks, Windows.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever once found the solution.
No, Windows has never found the solution to the problem.
if you're Windows, if you're listening at home and your Windows has found the solution to the problem, please let me know what problem was being had, because that's newsworthy.
Right. You wouldn't want that to happen. I'm trying also to get rid of a warning because a certificate on a site has popped up, and the virus detector is going,
it's like, oh,
yeah, they're reputable sites. It's fine. It's fine. Thank you, Kaspersky.
Oh, you let that Russian program into your computer?
That's Leslie's move. That's Leslie's move.
Those Russians got that.
They do.
The key to that.
Let them into everything, and there you go. But impenetrable cybersecurity is what they're working on, Jason. Impenetrable cybersecurity. All right. Well,
one of a kind furniture at the guaranteed
lowest. That's Mary's Wholesale Furniture.net.
Oh, you should definitely go there. Psych, you should go to Amazon.com. After you click through the Nate Darling show.
I don't think they have this ugly crap there.
A Jacksonville teen
Here we go.
Is accused of torturing. A Jacksonville teen tortured, I'm sorry, and her accused attacker is in jail. Investigators say that Kayla Leonard shot a teen several times with a BB gun and made her drink hot sauce and kneel on salt. Action News Jack's Bridget Matter was there as Leonard went before a judge today. And Bridget found out that Leonard has been in trouble for similar crimes in the past.
And I looked through her criminal history and found that last year she's accused of shooting her own mother in the face with a BB gun and biting another man's face. I spoke to her mother about
that
accusation.
Nice.
She said she has no comment but admits that her daughter needs help. Now she's accused of torturing another teenager and she's sitting in jail on several charges.
Exactly. Kayla Leonard is accused of torturing a 19-year-old girl inside this home on Ash Glen Drive Monday. According to the police report, Leonard held the victim against her will for more than an hour. Police say Leonard shot her repeatedly with a BB gun, aiming at her neck, hands, and private parts. The report says Leonard forced the 19-year-old to drink hot sauce and kneel in salt. When Leonard dropped the victim off at the hospital, she allegedly threatened her, saying, quote, she would kill her if she told the police what had occurred.
I would imagine there's a lot of passion, probably some conflict. A lot of pressure, maybe.
Forensic psychologist Dr. Justin DiLorenzo believes Leonard might have tortured the teenager in a fit of rage. The victim initially told police she was shot by men in a Walmart parking lot. DiLorenzo says the behavior is typical since the suspect and the victim knew each other.
It's very common for somebody that is abused by a loved one not to report.
That is the craziest shit I have ever heard. And she has a history of shooting people with a BB gun and making them drink hot sauce. It's just weird.
It is definitely strange.
How hot was the hot sauce? Yeah.
Unclear. Unclear in the report. I was hoping to find out.
Was it some Tabasco or was it like
Texas
Crystal?
Pete?
Right. I mean, you don't know. Was it a ghost pepper chili? I mean, how sore will the anus be tomorrow?
Wow.
Is really the question. See, there should be an anus pain scale.
Oh yeah,
yes.
that's really the scale of hot sauce when you're figuring that whole thing out.
I've also found that like it determines what's being mixed together, also kind of with the hot sauce sometimes. Like if it's like the buffalo chicken dip that I make, which has like a lot of like Crystal hot sauce in it, but also cream cheese, cheddar cheese, blue cheese, and chicken, like. That also.
That sounds like a nightmare for the digestive tract.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's like, amazing and it tastes amazing. But
I have to fart just hearing it.
But your butthole hates you the next day for sure.
Oh, your plumbing can't be happy with you either.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just old now, so like even like I can't eat really hot Thai food anymore.
Dirty
like,
bitch.
I know, man. I can't go down for some moose soup.
Sorry, Jason. I That's pretty funny. I missed out.
Come down later for moose soup.
No, it'll make my butt hurt.
Woo!
You have Jason's dip. The next morning, you're on the toilet.
Woo!
That's pretty much it.
it's more like this.
Woo!
Damn it!
Woo!
Damn it!
Woo!
Damn it!
And then afterwards,
come down later for moose soup. Son of a bitch!
And then when you're finally all
that
wiped
was
up,
freaking crazy.
There you go.
Yep.
The end.
Yep.
Of it. I don't know. It's it sounds terrible to me, but it's one of those things. You know, we can't. That's the real bitch about as you get older. My microphone's go. Oh no! Oh no! I've lost my microphone.
It's falling apart, Nate.
Everything's falling apart.
Hurry up! Go click through the Nate Darling.
Oh God! It's the mic stand. The mic stand is giving way on me. Oh no! Oh no!
Sounds nice. I know. Check one.
Yeah, you sound great. Keep going. I'm just fixing it now. There we go. Get on there, son of a dirty, lousy, dirty. Hold on.
There we go.
I think we almost got it. That was unfortunate. There we go. All right.
Dirty bitch.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, like, that was intense. That was like a circus struggling, or going camping.
Struggling with the mic stand at the boom arm of the mic as this goes forward. My God.
Speaking of the mic, Nate.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over with it. Yeah, it's like
almost had his head down in his pants.
It's one of, and I'm sitting on a ball chair. So
it was high stakes comedy.
I am not in the most stable seated position to make this happen, but we managed to make it work.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Got a double dose of small town news for you because it's pretty short. The first one, this is very exciting. The premier edition of the new school paper, the St. Mary's Messenger, hit the lobby of the St. Mary's School in Ticonderoga recently. The paper features articles by the students about current events, as well as literary works they have created, and many photos. Many photos. Teacher Sister Suzanne Johnson brought it all together with many contributors. Four editions are planned for the next school year. And as you can see from the photo, gentlemen, look how happy these idiots are to read it. But if you thought that was it, no. There's more small town news for you.
Uh-oh.
Also from Sun Community News, new crosswalk okayed for River Street.
Awesome.
That's right. The pedestrian crossing zone would start where the sidewalk ends.
Show.
And cross to Elizabethtown Library to enhance safety.
Yes.
It's very important stuff.
Need to feel safe going to the library.
That's right. The town of Elizabethtown and Elizabethtown Library Association have agreed to place a crosswalk across River Street. The new crossing zone will connect the library to the sidewalk on the other side of the road, coming south from the town hill. The project was approved recently by the town council. Library Director Angela Heru said site planning steps and engineering review are now underway at the State Department of Transportation. So, there's a lot of stuff going on there that you got to be aware of to get that done. Let me get some.
I can hear the speak outs right now.
Different town.
Oh, well, they have a speak out section, I'm sure. And I can hear it already now. Say, why are they spending so much money on a stupid crosswalk? When I was a kid, we just had to dodge the cars.
That's right. let me finish small town news with some appropriate mood music.
Ooh.
Haru said Senator Betty Little has proved very helpful in urging DOT to review the site. River Street, where the library is located, is also State Route 9N, running north and south through Westport and Moriah. It leads to a busy thoroughfare at the four-way stoplight intersection of Water Street and Route 9 East-West. The new crosswalk will mark the roadway where the sidewalk ends before the Hand House, opposite the library parking lot. The town has made a resolution and submitted their request to DOT, Haru said. DOT is doing the detail work now. Now, River Street is one of the busy feeder routes to the four-way stop at the center of Elizabethtown's crossroads. All roads in central Essex County lead to the foot of Town Hill here. See why it's important?
It's so important.
The Library Association Board had been working with the town for about a year, looking to make the crossing safer for people who walk from various points in town to the library and to the Hand House. Hi, Mr. Hand.
I didn't realize Caitlin was there.
Both historic properties in Elizabethtown, the Hand House, a popular event venue, listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Elizabethtown Fire Department fire station is also off River Street about a block further south. I think the town had to see how important the crosswalk would be. It's so busy here. Daly County employees, traffic, supply trucks, commercial vehicles keep the central roadways in Elizabethtown hopping during the work week, coming to and from I-87 with exits in Westport and in North Hudson to Routes 9 and 9N. There are crosswalks on all four sides of the Town Hill intersection. But crosswalk extensions on River Street opposite the library? Those were recommended to the Department of Health Strategic Report Active Living Strategy, completed back in 2011. By the way, there's a second page. And marked crossing zone to the library was one of eight new crosswalks recommended in that report, which studied ways to improve pedestrian connections from destination areas inside the hamlet, such as County Complex, Blueberry Hill Trail System, the post office, restaurants, and commercial areas from Water Street to Court Street. The study also looked at the new pedestrian crossing zone on Court Street at the Park Street intersection and two crosswalks on Water Street at Noble Terrace at Stoneleigh to focus crossing zones on to the Elizabethtown Post Office.
The people in small towns use crosswalks.
Somewhat. The study in 2011 was supported by the Essex County Department of Public Health through the Creating Healthy Places to Live, Work, and Play program of the New York State Department of Health. By the way, if you're really interested, you can read the whole review online. I'm not going to do that.
No.
I thought Stitches was appropriate for this. Because he's terrible, too. How many people are going to the library? How busy is the library in your town? Oh, boy. Hold on. I got to show you boys this. Is it... Hold on. I'm going to throw this out here so you guys can see it. I've clicked on the... I've gone ahead and clicked so you can see the photo. You're listening to Love. There's the Elizabethtown Active Living Strategy thing. There's a lady on the cover of it. She's just scratching an elbow and rubbing her chin.
And she's walking across a crosswalk.
She's not really doing anything active. I mean, how about... It's 76 pages.
Holy shit, man.
Hold on, let me start. Page one.
No. I like implementation is on page 69.
That's right. Well, you got to get to the end. The sidewalk assessment is page 13. But the next thing on the table of contents is the intersection assessment. That means that from page 13 to 50 is all about the sidewalks. That's a lot of sidewalk talk.
It's a lot of sidewalk talk. Oh. You know what's funny is they just printed out like the where the sidewalk ends and inserted it in there.
Oh, well. They got some maps in here. Yeah. Oh, look at there. Oh, that's really they've got the surface material, the surface condition, the traffic type, whether it's local or through traffic or both. The traffic level, low, moderate, or high. This is some good stuff.
Somebody is bored as fuck.
Well, here's what it is, Kareem. People have government jobs and they need to...
justify their position?
Yes, yeah. Yes, sir. That's basically the whole situation. If you get a job, you got to prove that there's a reason why you have that job and that it's necessary to happen. And that's how stuff like that happens. Anyway, well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Nate Darling Show. First one recorded on the HP computer with the SoundForge Audio Studio. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazeballs.
As great as Beck. And by the way, the crowd went nuts when he played this.
Oh, I can imagine.
Absolutely nuts. We will see you on Friday with a new show, or I'm going to slam my head in my car door.
I'll make sure he doesn't do that, folks.
It's the promise. Promise to you all. Leave you with Beck. This is Loser on the Nate Darling Show.
Splinters.
Come down for moose soup after!
I'm a loser, baby.
Woo!
So why don't you kill me?
Woo!
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Son of a bitch! Dirty bitch!
Dirty bitch! You know what I'm saying?